Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. And you listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. It's an exciting night. We have Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight. Warriors-Raptors. I think this is going to be a really interesting series. I honestly believe that Toronto is going to have a better showing than many of the pundits seem to believe. I think that Toronto has a clear path to win this thing if they can protect home court. We'll talk about that and more right now with our next guest. He joined us last week. He's an independent NBA scout. In fact, he's going to be attending a couple of games in the NBA Finals. He is Tom Perkins of HoopCityNews.com. And Tom, it is a pleasure to get you back on today. Thank you for making time to join us. I know it's a busy time for you.
Always a pleasure for me to be hooked up with a legend.
You're far too kind, Tom. I really appreciate that. Hey, you're welcome to join us anytime now. Tom, let's dive right into it and talk about the Warriors and the Raptors. I like this series. Toronto's playing at a high level. I mean, they won four consecutive games against Milwaukee. A long rest for Golden State. Obviously, it's something they needed with the injuries to DeMarcus Cousins and Kevin Durant. And now the story earlier today that Boogie Cousins is actually going to be active for tonight's game, regardless if he plays or not. Does it benefit Golden State that much by having that long of a layoff?
You mean as far as the whole team's concerned? No, yes and no. I mean, one of the big things, they're also playing with Iguodala. To have Iggy back, that's an important deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so from the standpoint of kind of getting healed, and I mean, you know, Stephen's got that sprain on his left hand, which might now be okay. So the little nicks and nacks, it does help them from that standpoint. But I don't know, 9 days might be, you know, a couple of days too long.
Toronto doesn't have that issue. I mean, obviously, they finish off Milwaukee in six. They did avoid going to a game seven. They closed it out at home. How impressed were you with the Toronto Raptors and the fact that they managed to beat Milwaukee four consecutive games when after game two, it looked like this was just a bad matchup on paper and again out on the court?
Yeah, I was very impressed because they did it with so much guts and courage, and Kawhi, he transformed himself into, now get this straight, into Jordan-like status.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jordan, but Jordan-like status. That's the kind of game that Kawhi Leonard played in those semifinals and finals in the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, very impressive. And then when some of the role players and support players had to step up, they did. And that was really impressive.
Tom, let's start by talking about Toronto. And I want to begin on the defensive side of the ball, because when I look at it, I believe that they are well positioned to defend the Warriors. I would assume that Kyle Lowry is probably going to be primarily guarding Steph Curry, Danny Green, maybe on Klay Thompson. I don't know if maybe you switch off and put Kawhi on Klay Thompson. I don't know which direction you actually go. Maybe you pair him up against Draymond Green, maybe pack up a little bit, kind of defend the pick and roll. When you look at Toronto defensively, do they match up well with Golden State? And if so, how do they handle the man-to-man situations?
Well, the answer to that, no, they don't. They don't really match up that well. And here's why, what I'm getting at. You know, you saw how tired Kawhi Leonard was at the end of that final game against Milwaukee. I mean, he was like dead tired. And that's because he had to defend Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's a tough chore. But he did a great job. But he was like beyond exhausted. The reason why I don't think the matchup is that good, it's okay, but it's not that good, is because, you know, it's one thing to defend a guy who comes down the court and then tries to set up on the low block and then get some help as far as some double teams are concerned. But it's a whole other thing. Chasing, and that's the word I want to use, chasing Stephen Curry and or Klay Thompson around, because they keep moving and moving and moving and moving. I mean, there's a cut low, there's a cut high. They don't get the ball, then they continue to cut until they get the ball. that's a tough gig when it comes to fatigue. So however tired Kawhi Leonard was in against Milwaukee, he'll be more tired against Golden State. So I don't know. With the way they're moving, if Kevin Durant was in there, because they do have some ISOs for him, that would be easier. It would actually be easier to defend them with Kevin Durant in there. But they're playing so smoothly, crisp ball movement, crisp cuts, that it is hard for any team to defend them. Unless, of course, they do superior switches. And I know that Toronto is good enough to do some switching, but that's always suicide anyway with the Warriors, because once you switch, before you get the switch, the ball's in the basket. So, yeah, I think that they can go ahead and give them a tougher time than most teams as far as defense is concerned, but there's still some real tough things ahead for them on the defensive end.
Again, we're being joined right now by Tom Perkins. He is an independent NBA scout and also the founder of HoopCityNews.com. And we'll talk more about his website, which is definitely a must if you're a fan of the game of basketball. Tom, I got a question for you regarding the matchup between Curry and Lowry, because to me, that is the most important matchup in this series. You mentioned Kawhi, maybe a little bit fatigued. We know he's not 100% healthy. When I look at the Curry-Lowry matchup and I look at the statistics, the analytics built around Kyle Lowry defensively, very good as far as second chances with Lou. Balls recovered. I believe he's averaging over two per game, but he also draws nearly one charge per game. And if you go back over the last time Golden State suffered a loss in the NBA Finals, Steph Curry was plagued with foul trouble. How much of that could play a factor in this series?
That could play a big-time factor because, Stephen has stepped up his defense in regards to being aggressive, and that resulted into more fouls than he normally has. So he's got to be very careful in keeping those fouls down, especially in the first half. But, that could definitely have an impact with his aggressiveness on the defensive end.
Tom, you've been around for a long time, and again, you're an independent NBA scout. One of the things that I believe gets overlooked with this Golden State Warrior team, we always talk about the offense, and we were just talking about it moments ago. You get lost on a switch before you know it, the ball's in the hoop. That's a big problem for opposing teams. But this is also a team that's historically good defensively, and I think that gets overlooked because of the firepower that they have on the offensive side of the ball. This is a very good team on the defensive end of the floor.
Without a doubt, and it's led by you-know-who. Draymond Green. Draymond Green is such a unique player. He was actually, well, maybe Stephen and him were the two MVPs in that Western Conference final. But Draymond Green, he plays a defense like you wouldn't believe. And what's interesting about Draymond, moving forward from the finals of the Western Conference, he has toned down his arguing and all that kind of stuff, which makes him play better. I mean, he averaged a triple-double. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But that's offense and defense. But defensively, he will cover people's mistakes. Somebody makes a mistake out front, there he is to pick it up. So, yeah, they're very good defensively. And they also know how and when to double-team. Look what they did to Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. Those guys didn't have really great series because they played such good defense. So, yeah, you have to give your hats off to the defensive end of the Warriors as well.
I don't know that there's really any surprises left with this Warriors team, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, they've played so much extra basketball over the past five seasons, especially Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green and even Andre Iguodala. I mean, I think maybe sometimes people forget this guy was a Finals MVP not that long ago. There aren't many surprises left. Does that play a factor, especially for someone who's a scout? When you sit down, there's so much out there on this Warrior team. We have 5 years worth, 6 years worth. We don't have that with Toronto. Does that play a factor from an X's and O's and a strategical standpoint?
Possibly. I mean, there are, I don't know, I guess I can give you a baseball analogy. Don't pitch Mike Trout high and inside or high and outside because he'll carry the ball 450 feet. But they pitch him that way anyway, or the opposite way. They pitch him that way he should be pitched, and he still hits it out. So people have a lot of information about the Warriors, and it's like, okay, well, now they've got the Warriors because they'd have all the information. Well, they could have all the information they want, and the Warriors still do. They still do what they want to do. So I would give that a little bit of a plus for the Raptors that they have all this information.
Tom, I would love to continue the conversation. However, we are up against the time. I got to take a quick break. I would love to talk about bringing back in Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins, and if this is a problem at all, plus to continue to break down the NBA Finals. If you have time for one more segment.
Sure, absolutely.
Fantastic. We have Tom Perkins, again, of Hoop City News, joining us right now over the phone as we are previewing Game 1 of the NBA Finals, which takes place tonight. We're going to break for just a moment, but more NBA basketball talk coming up when we return on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.